I know that for me at first, anytime he would text me or say something if we broke up, I felt the tempt. I felt that I had to reply to his text. So there was always this sense of like, oh my God, let's not be so, like harsh towards each other. So I tried as much as possible to be as like as nice as I can possibly be towards someone. And it was not easy. Hi, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. So excited to be here with you in yet another episode of our podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about being too nice to your ex and what it might be costing you. And I know that maybe from the title of the episode, like you're already starting to feel like, but what do you mean too nice? Like, and listen to me, I'm not advocating toxicity and I'm not advocating that you hurt, that you in purpose or deliberately hurt other people's feelings. That's not what I'm advocating. That's not what I'm talking about right here at all. What I'm talking about here is that is this tendency that I see sometimes, and I definitely did that too. And I see it in so many women, the tendency to be too nice, to be too polite towards your ex, especially during the initial phase of the breakup. So, and that translates into actions like the feeling that you have to reply to his text anytime he texts you while you are in the breakup, especially in the initial phase. And then you feel like if he needs you anytime, you have to be there for him, or that he can get to ask you any questions about like your life, for example, like, oh, who are you dating right now? Or are you dating someone? Or like he sees your pictures and then st starts asking you questions about like who is that, or like things like this. And then you feeling again the temptation to actually answer his questions, and you feel like you need to explain and to justify what is going on in your life. Now, I'm not saying that this happens with all women. Please understand that I'm talking about like if this happens with you, very nice. Keep on listening because I'm pretty sure that you're going to get something useful out of this. And if not, that's okay. But know that there are some women who are being too nice. And sometimes being too nice might cost you. And for me, when I was being too nice during a breakup, I was thinking thoughts like, but I don't want him to feel like I'm tough, or I'm not in love with him, or I didn't love him. I was always worried about how he perceived me, or how he might perceive the actions that I might do during the breakup stage. So I was always like thinking about, oh, but he might be thinking that, so let me do this instead, so he doesn't think this way. Yeah. So if he texts me, I feel like, yeah, but let me answer his text or let me reply to his text because I don't want him to feel like we didn't have anything. I didn't want him to feel like we were not in love. I didn't want him to feel like I was lying to him or I didn't care about him. So there was always a tendency for me to step into his shoes and to think about what he might be thinking and then to act accordingly. And that is not a very healthy space to be, because that means that you're too worried about other people's thoughts and feelings than you need to. Again, listen to me, please, and understand what I'm saying here. I'm not advocating toxicity or you being harsh towards him or you being mean or tell or calling him names. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is setting boundaries, is being very decisive, clear about what you want out of the breakup and how you are going to act or behave, or what kind of boundaries or limits are you going to set up. And once you set these boundaries, there are no going back. And What happens when you try to be too nice? Well, first of all, sometimes being too nice, actually, and I'm sorry to say that, and listen to me again, if you've been listening to this podcast, probably you know by now that I'm not talking out of judgment. I don't judge others. I do my best to have so much compassion as possible, not only because we are human beings, but also because I've been there and I know how painful it is. So listen to me, I'm just talking here because I care about you. Sometimes when you're being too nice, this comes from a sense of insecurity or, yeah, like, sometimes being too nice, it means that you are worried that people are not going to like you. You're worried if you say something that people are going to think that you're not a nice person, or that you're not polite. So we're scared of other people's perceptions of us. I know one of my friends, I'm going to tell you a story that's going to put things in perspective here. One of my dear friends, I've been talking to her for like I think a month ago, and she told me about something that she's going through right now. She says she lately started a new work, like online. She does graphic design, and so she says she finds it hard to say no to people. And even if people did something to her that she felt like it was not nice and that she had to act on that or to, you know, like set boundaries or be very clear, she found it difficult to do that because she was so worried about what people are going to think about her. She was like, but what if they think that I'm not nice? What if they think that I'm not polite? What if they think that I'm not a very, you know, like cute person? And I was like, why are you so worried about other people's perceptions of you? Why? And so we had a long conversation and there was a lot going on. And then I started asking her a few questions. And eventually we got to a point where we realized that her actually being too nice comes from when she was little. She was not a troublemaker, but she was not a very, you know, like quiet kid. She had her own personality. She wanted to do things differently, unlike her older sister, who was, you know, the good girl. She did what mommy asked her to do most of the time. So during her childhood, she had that perception that she needed to be like her older sister to be a good girl, to be nice, to be good, for mom to love her, for mom to, you know, for her not to bother mom and not to cause any problems. Yes. So for her, saying no to people, for her setting boundaries with people, for her to be decisive and clear with people, it meant that there was a possibility that people think that she's not nice and that they don't love or like her. So, and listen to me, I'm not saying that you have the same problem. I'm just saying that most of the time there is like our actions are not just purely. Our actions most of the time are motivated by the emotions that we have behind these actions. Yes. So if you're being too nice out of fear, that's not a good place to be. If you're being just nice because you are a nice person, that's okay. Yes. But being too nice because you're afraid of what people are going to think of you, that's not a healthy space to be, especially for a long time. And also what happens when you be too nice to your ex, sometimes it stops you from seeing your ex for who they really are. Because when we keep the contact and when we feel that we have to reply to every text, we have to explain everything and that we have to answer the questions and all of that, you feel like you are maintaining the energy. You're maintaining the closeness to that I just invent a new word to the person, so that you're not allowing yourself to distance yourself from the scene to be able to see it objectively. Sometimes you are just keeping yourself within the box of their feelings, of the thoughts, of the energy that's connecting you with him or her, or with your ex. Also, being too nice gives them, I mean, if your ex is not a very, you know, is someone who's not, who does not have very good intentions, and it definitely gives him a chance to take advantage of you. Yes. Which means they could be manipulating you and you could be falling into it because you're too nice. Yes. And because of that, I think it's also easy to fall back into patterns of going back to the relationship, realizing that nothing changed, and then breaking up again, and then being too nice, and then going back, and then nothing changes, and then, and so on and so forth. So you just keep yourself longer within the cycle of toxicity, within the cycle of the emotional turmoil, the emotional ups and downs, which is not very healthy for you, because it's so energy draining, physically, emotionally, mentally. You're gonna get to a point where you find yourself, well, I'm unable to function fully because you're just wasting your energy trying to handle all of these, the roller coaster of emotions that you start feeling once you are, once you break up, and then you're back, and then you break up, and then you're back, and then you break up. So those ups and downs are not easy to handle at all. And sometimes you do that by being too nice. So my invitation to you really is just reflect on your relationship with your ex, especially if you're maintaining contact with him, and see and ask yourself, why am I doing that? Like, what's the feeling behind your actions? Are you doing this out of fear? Are you doing that out of hope that one day you might get back together? So you want to keep the thread of connection between you and him going on? I don't know. Like, whatever it is, the intention that you have, just be clear on it and make sure to, you know, make the choices that are going to serve you first and foremost. And as usual, please feel free to share this episode with someone you feel like is going to, you know, need it and find it useful and helpful. And also tag me. I'd love to see that. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of our daily episodes. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.